We all think we know what happens when we donate old clothes, but many of them end up travelling thousands of kilometres around the world. A new project called Threads of Truth has been tracking those journeys using Apple AirTags. Selene Shearer from Voice Ireland is leading it, and she joins me now. Good morning, Selene.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Look, to cut to it, when we drop clothes into a bank or a shop scheme, what's actually happening?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of this project, was to sort of look into what really happens, because I think before that we didn't really have a lot of information from the companies themselves. And so what we've seen over the past 6 months, where we've been tracking 27 items which we have information about, and they end up all over the world. So we have more than 12 countries now that our items are in. So we have countries in Europe, of course, in Poland, which is a big hub for sorting used clothing, Germany, Belgium, Hungary, but it goes also outside of the EU. And we have clothes going as far as Pakistan, Kenya, Libya. And so that's sort of what we wanted to highlight, is that it is a much longer journey than we originally think it is. It is not necessarily reused locally, and there is a little transparency over what happens in the end.
Were you surprised then by where they ended up? Because I know some people just put their clothes in clothes banks. They think maybe they're going to help someone up the road. I mean, some people might assume they are going to go further afield, but are you genuinely surprised now by the locations of some of those items?
Well, since we had been working on the topic a little bit before, I'm not personally super surprised, because I knew that there was a lot that was exported. So I knew that most of what goes through private textile banks are exported outside of Ireland. It is different than if you go to your local charity shop and give it directly to them. You know, this is sort of a different type of supply chain. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily know the difference, which is fair. But yeah, so we're not really surprised, but at the same time, still quite amazing to see how far it can go, and without much, you know, information about really what will happen to it once it reaches those destinations.
And just on that then, some of the clothes are going as far as Africa. What's the issue there? Are those places just oversubscribed now? Are the clothes that maybe aren't being used, are they just contributing to landfills?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the issue there, is that we know now, we have more and more reports from NGOs in African countries such as Ghana or Kenya that are basically reporting that there's just too much coming in. And it's not necessarily the trade in itself that is an issue, because it's been happening for decades, but it's the amount of clothes, it's the quality of clothes, and there's more and more of it that is sort of imported there under a single label of being reusable, where in reality a lot of it ends up being waste, because it either doesn't fit the market or some of it is actually waste and it's poorly sorted in the first place. So I think there is a lack of accountability for the industry there, because there's so little regulations at the moment. So that is sort of what we hope to be working towards, something that is more harmonized, that would be fairer on all the actors, rather than just having people at the end of the chain having to deal with clothes that they can never use and have to dump on the site because they don't have the waste management facilities for it.
Yeah, and you have called for greater transparency and traceability of clothes and a code of conduct for operators in Ireland and their contractors in foreign countries. The EU is bringing in new rules called Extended Producer Responsibility, which essentially will make brands pay for what happens to clothes at the end of their life. Do you think they will change things or just move the problem around?
I think it can help, obviously, that these are systems that exist on other sectors with the plastic, the electronic waste and things like that. So that will definitely help and hopefully support the circular economy. But what we believe is in a system that would be fair and that would help the fee also support people outside of Ireland and not just be given to people who collect the clothes, but people who actually deal with it at the end of the chain. So I think there is some level of pressure to put there so that it is a fair scheme and it doesn't just is a reason for producers to continue producing with a little less guilt.
So yes, and I suppose to track the money then, if brands were made to pay, where should it go?
Well, I guess what currently doesn't fit as reusable, I think we should develop our own facilities to deal with it in terms of what, you know, textile being a lot of synthetic fibres nowadays, we should consider it as well as potentially hazardous waste, which is, you know, with the chemicals and the microplastic, we need like proper facilities to deal with it. So I think as soon as we start taking accountability, it will also push for better design in the first place so that, you know, there's less produced in the first place and less harmful. And so at the end, we'll have a better circle, if that makes sense. Mm.
Yeah, no, and I know you're focusing specifically on tracking items in clothing banks, but some charity shops, and I've had this experience myself where I'll go in with a bag of clothes and they say, no, we're at full capacity, we're not taking in any more clothes. That's an issue, surely, because then I just go off and pop them into the clothes bank. And sure, look, they're completely out of my control then. They're definitely, if they're in the charity shop, surely someone locally will go in and pick them up. And but is that something you've come across?
Absolutely. Like we've been working also with charity shop for a long time, and they do tell us that they're overflowed as well. Because of the fast fashion patterns that we are in, the overproduction and overconsumption. So, you know, there's currently enough clothes on this planet to clothe the next six generation. So it's also a matter of what we try to do also with this project is to highlight the fact that we are just producing too much and discarding too much too quickly. So I think it's everyone needs also to sort of think about their own consumption and look at how often do they have to discard clothes and is this a normal rate? And sort of look for clothes that they will keep for longer and want to keep for longer and repair and all this. So it's a general systemic change that we want to push for as much for the companies as for people and in the end, you know, have something that is a bit more back into reasonable sustainable framework, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I suppose just for listeners, people at home listening now who might have a bag of clothes against their front door ready to take it to the clothing bank, what is the best thing they can do now?
I think the best thing is to look if everything in there is still reusable. I'm not saying that they can't put there. I think take-back schemes are also a good idea because we are also testing take-back schemes there and they seem to be a bit more transparent at the minute. So we'll see towards the end of the project, but they can be a good alternative. Look into if you can swap with friends as well. That's a great way of keeping it local is if you have something that you just don't want to wear anymore, doesn't fit, can you swap something with friends? Can you go? There are loads of other options as well locally in terms of circularity for, you know, upcycling. There are loads of workshops now developing. So try maybe new things through that. And if they're really in bad condition, maybe you can use them at home as rags, as, you know, there's loads of potential for it still in the home before even discarding it.